The National Beef Checkoff Program continues to focus on consumers, and a good example of that is how advertising efforts have changed over the past few years. In this week's Getting to Know You Beef Checkoff, brought to you by You Beef Checkoff, Cattlemen's Beef Board CEO Polly Rulin explains why their efforts to reach consumers have changed.
And I think the reason that's changed is because consumers have changed about where they're looking for that information. Consumers used to look ahead of time. What am I going to have for dinner tomorrow night? And maybe I should plan for that. Now consumers, particularly younger consumers, stand at the meat case and it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon and they say, what am I going to eat at 5:30? And so we need to reach them where they are seeking information. They'll look on their phones. They're standing in front of the meat case. We need to be at the top of that search. And then we need to provide that recipe information, not in written form, but in a video form that's beautiful and easy to follow and shows them the cooking technique along with the ingredients. So we need to speak to consumers in a way that they understand, and the way that they understand things is changing over time.
And speaking of changes, many of us remember the beef heat and eat meals. Polly said while convenience is getting more and more important to consumers, how those meals are prepared is important to them too.
Beef heat and eat was a great idea and met consumer demand then. We often see that younger millennial parents, they want to cook, right? They want to feel like they have actually homemade prepared their meal for their family, but they don't want to spend more than about 30 minutes doing it. And so when we can give them that four-ingredient recipe that's all fresh and that they can prepare in a small amount of time, that meets the demands today, maybe even better than beef heat and eat meals do.
Get to know your Beef Checkoff at MyBeefCheckoff.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff. Randall Wiseman, Southeast, AgNet.